The following is a discourse between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and Hayagriva Das, on a play about Lord Chaitanya, recorded April 5th and 6th, 1967, in San Francisco.
Recording.
It's good.
The first thing is that people passing on with Sankirtan movement, as we have, as we usually do, very nice procession with Mridanga, Kartal, and that Bidul, Lord people, that's in the ordinary way, we have to make a nice procession. The second thing is that Kali, the personified Kali, a person should be decorated a blackish man with a royal dress and very ugly features, and his queen, another ugly feature girl or lady. So they are discussed. They will talk within themselves that there is Sankirtan movement now, and how we shall prosecute our business of this Kali Yuga. There will be, in that scene, in some corner, somebody is drinking. Two or three persons drinking. The scene will be like that. They are sitting in the central, in one corner, somebody taking part in drinking, and another part, somebody is illicitly talking of lust and love with woman. In another section, there is slaughtering of a cow, and another section, gambling. In this way, that seems to be adjusted. And in the middle, the ugly man, black man, and the ugly woman will talk that we are now in danger. The Sankirtan movement has been started. What to do? In this way, you have to finish that thing.
Now, Kali is depicted as a male. As male.
As male, yes.
Because sometimes I know he's depicted as
male. Yes. Male is a Peter Black, dressed like a king. And black means ignorance. Mm-hmm. And similarly, the scene is also blackish.
Yes.
This seems to be a target. Then, it is mentioned that exhibits illicit sex, rotten house, intoxication, and gambling. Then the third scene is very nice. Rasa dance.
Just before this, yeah. I'm not going to make this, I don't believe either Eastern or Western, but I think this can apply for the whole world, that in the sense that the names may be Indian names, but I think the exhibition of the assembly of Kali and his consort Sin, and the exhibition of illicit sex in the slaughterhouse, this can all be this can be some Western type prototype.
That may be. Otherwise, should you it may be sometimes misunderstood that Western people are only under the influence of Kali.
Yeah.
Because the world is under the influence of Kali. Not that in your country only this intoxication exists. No, everywhere it is.
I realize that.
More or less.
My point, not only that thing, my point is that I don't want to make this an Indian play.
That you may do. That you may do. I have no objection.
Because
but people may not misunderstand that here a scene is depicted simply criticizing the Western way.
Yeah.
And that is
that's
my
right,
point.
Yeah. Now, that other person, that other Lord Chaitanya, Roy, who wrote the other Lord Chaitanya, that other play?
No, nobody.
I showed you that other play.
Oh, that's Dilip Kumar.
Yeah, that's what I had in mind. I thought it was strictly an Indian type of
yes,
play.
Yes, that was Indian type. If you like, I have no objection. If you present the character in European style, But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu...
No, they wouldn't be presented in a Western style, but there wouldn't be neither an Eastern nor a Western flavor.
That is very nice. That is very nice.
It could, in other words, it could be anywhere. The situation could be... Because it's transcendental, it's not it's not here, not there.
Now, the Kali is not transcendental. No. Kali is a material.
Yes.
Yes.
The earth, the whole world is affected. Yes. So it's not just one.
Not only us, with us. It's the whole universe. Yes. So, next scene is a rasa dance. Rasa dance means Krishna and Radharani in the center. And the gopis, they are surrounding. You have seen that surrounding scene. They were dancing the other day in the park, hand to hand.
Yes.
So one Krishna and one gopi, they are dancing. That scene be, seems to be, then the rasa dance should be stopped. And Krishna will talk with the gopi. If Krishna will say to the gopi that, my dear friends, you have come to me in this day of night, it is not very good, because it is the duty of every woman to please her husband. So what your husband will think that you have come in such day of night. A woman's duty is not to give up her husband, even if he is not a good character, or if he is unfortunate, if he is old, or if he is diseased. Still, husband is worshipped by the wife. So, you have come here. It is very sinful, so if people will decry, please go back. Now we have finished. So in this way, the gopis will reply that you cannot request us to go back, because with great difficulty and with great I'm going to say, ecstatic desire, we have come to you, and it is not your duty to ask us to go back. In this way, we are in some talking that Krishna is asking them to go back, but they are insisting, no, let us continue our rasa dance. Then when the rasa dance is finished, gopis will go, then Krishna in his holy love, he says, that they are my heart and soul, these gopis. They are so sincere devotees that they do not care for family encumbrances or any bad names. They come to me. So how shall I repay them? You are thinking. How shall I repay their so ecstatic love? So he thought that I cannot repay them unless and until I take up their situation to understand me. Because I myself cannot understand me. I have to take the position of the gopis, how they are loving me. So with that consideration, he took the form of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Krishna is black, is Lord Chaitanya is of the color of the gopi. The whole life of Lord Chaitanya is representation of gopis' love towards Krishna. That should be painted in that picture. You have got to ask anything?
This is his determination to incarnate as Lord Chaitanya.
Lord Chaitanya,
In order to...
In order to appreciate Krishna in the form of gopi. Just like I have got dealings with you. So you have got your individuality. I have got my individuality. That if I want to study how you are so much obedient and loving to me, then I have to go to your position. It is very natural psychology.
Yes.
You have to paint in that way.
I think that's clear.
I think that's clear. Okay. Then fourth thing is lunar eclipse. I'll have to arrange a scene that just in the evening there is appearance of the full moon on the side of the Ganges, and people are taking baths half in the water and half above the water, and they're all chanting this same scene, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, with Mridanga and somebody comes, Advaita. Advaita comes in the sand to take bath in the Ganges and begins to dance. Oh, my mission is now fulfilled. My mission is now fulfilled. He'll talk. He was very sorry to see the condition of the people, that everyone is engaged simply for material sense gratification. Nobody is engaged in love of Godhead. So he wanted to rectify their behavior, but he thought that I am ordinary man, what can I do? If Krishna himself comes, then he can do it. Therefore, he worshipped Krishna and he simply offered Ganges water and tulsi leaves. In this way, Krishna has taken his incarnation as Lord Chaitanya, so he has understood. Now at this moment, Lord Chaitanya is now taking his appearance, so he was dancing. Now my mission is fulfilled, now my mission is fulfilled.
That's Advaita.
Huh?
That's Advaita.
Lunar eclipse, everyone taking bath in the Ganges and chanting.
And Advaita is introduced there. And he's very joyful on this occasion because he had requested that this incarnation.
He prayed to Krishna that you come.
And he's aware at this time that this is the occurrence of Lord Chaitanya's incarnation.
Yes. So this thing should be centered like that.
Now, I noticed in the list of characters we have up here, Radharani, she doesn't appear at this point.
No, Radharani will be in the Rasa dance.
In the Rasa dance?
Yes.
That's the
Radharani and Krishna in the center.
That is.
And Krishna has expanded himself for other gopis, hand to hand.
That's the third scene, the Rasa
dance.
That's
the third scene, yes.
So Radharani appears in it. The damsels of Vrindavan appear also in the.
No, the dance was in Vrindavan.
The damsels of Vrindavan also appear in the third scene.
Mm-hmm. Rasa dance of Lord Krishna and his associates, Lord Krishna's determination.
All right. Now we have the fourth scene. Does Advaita speak to anyone in the fourth scene, or is that?
Yes.
Is there anyone there? Any of these characters there? I'm trying to introduce the characters.
Certainly.
The characters should be introduced in the first act.
That should be
a few of them. Not all of them, but a few of them should be.
Srinivas. And Haridas.
Uh-huh.
Haridas character is there?
Yes, I have this.
Haridas should be old man.
So Advaita is old too, isn't he?
Always is old.
Uh-huh. And Nivas?
And he's not old. He's a middle-aged man.
Uh-huh. Could you give me a brief rundown on their?
Yes.
On their devotee, their devotees.
Yes, the six Advaita, say about his age is about 40 years, and Haridas and Advaita, he was about more than 50 years old at that time. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, they are quite old man. His father says.
they are all devotees.
They are all devotees. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was propagating his Sankirtan movement, the Brahmins, the Orthodox Brahmins, they took objection. So this is not according to Hindu Shastra. This is something new. But only these two gentlemen, they happen to be the head of the Brahmin community.
Hmm.
So he supports, and he was a well-to-do man, he was a rich man, influential man. His support made Chaitanya's movement successful in Lumbee. He was a very influential man. And similarly, Srinivas, he was also, he belonged to the Brahmin community. And Advaita gave shelter to Haridas. Haridas was a Mohammedan. So he was punished by the Mohammedan magistrate, and he took shelter at the house of Advaita. He was maintaining him.
So you can
make them appear in the scene. They were talking between Haridas and Srinivas and Advaita, and all of them chanting and dancing. Now our mission should be.
Yes, I see. All right. Now the fifth scene,
Lord Chaitanya's mother, Sati Devi, is sitting underneath a tree, neem tree. It is called neem tree. And the little child on her lap, and the visitors, so many visitors are coming, and they are offering some presentation. Somebody is offering gold necklace, somebody offering some bangles, some cloth, some money, and his father, Jagannath Mishra. Jagannath Mishra is there? Yes, Jagannath Mishra, his father. He was, and whatever money and cloth and gold and silver, they were coming, he was also distributing to poor man, some dancers. In India, there is a system, what you call the eunuchs, those who are neither male or female, what do you call it? What is their name?
A combination of both, male and female, hermaphroditic. Hermaphrodite.
Eunuchs, what is that eunuch?
A eunuch is
feminine.
An impotent. Someone who's been castrated.
Oh, that is called eunuch.
Eunuch.
By nature, neither man nor woman.
Oh, this is called also called asexual, that is to say, no sex.
No sex.
Uh-huh. Hermaphroditic means they have the physical features of both man and woman.
Oh, at the same time?
At the same time.
I do not exactly, but such people, they have their own society, and their means of living is that whenever there is some good occasion, marriage or childbirth, like that, so they go there and pray God that this child may be very long living. In this way they make some prayer and get some. So
these people. Now I don't understand. This takes place at
Jagannath Mishra's house.
Jagannath Mishra's house. And his wife is who?
This scene should be mentioned as Jagannath Mishra's
house.
Courtyard.
And who is his wife again?
Sati Devi.
Yes.
Sati Devi is the mother of Lord Chaitanya. She is sitting with the child. And everyone is visiting, everyone saying, oh, how nice child is.
And these asexual people.
They are dancing.
They are dancing.
Yes. They are dancing Hare Krishna. Like that. So Hare Krishna dancing is going there.
Yes.
And visitors coming and presenting, that's a very nice thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The sixth scene is Lord Chaitanya, a naughty boy. He would go to the Ganges side, and it is the system of Orthodox Brahmin that they meditate in the Ganges. That is the system. Now he will go and swim over the water and throw water in their mouth in this way. Naughty boy. And they will be very much disgusted. You naughty boy, you come here. Stop your meditation. What is this meditation? Chant, Hare Krishna. You will say like that. So they will come and complain to his father. Your child has become too much naughty and just see the teased us like this. The father would say, oh, the boy is going to be very naughty. I'll punish you, let him come. So father, angry father was waiting. As soon as the boy will come, he will punish. But when the boy returns, the father sees that he's just coming from his school. There is no sign that he has gone to Ganges and taken bath. How is that? This gentleman complained. He will be puzzled. In that way.
Yes. How old is he here?
Huh?
How old is Chaitanya here? Maybe five?
That way,
six?
You are 5 or 6
five,
years
six,
old.
Six, that's and this is, what's the location again?
This location is a front of Jagannath Mishra's house.
Yes. 6 years later, in other words.
Yes.
All right. And then that's the...
I think...
Does he meet any of these characters while he... At the river? Does he meet any of the characters up there?
No, general public.
Uh-huh.
General public. But they are all Brahmins, rigid Brahmins. They are taking bath.
Now, is that the end of the first act?
I think you should first of all write this, then you take, or you take all the notes at a time.
Do you feel like going on?
Eh?
I don't think I'm going to write these down. I'm just going to use this tape.
Oh.
When I go over a scene, I'll just play it back. It's too much to write. If you feel like going on, then go ahead.
No, I can talk.
Oh, good.
I can talk.
Well, let's do as much as possible because you're leaving for me.
All right, good.
This is second act now.
Second act. Then Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan organization in the house of Srinivas.
Mm-hmm.
Srinivas Acharya. The Sankirtan movement was, they were all chanting to them, Hare Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the devotees that, hello, my dear friends, what do you want to eat? So some of them said that was out of season, and still somebody asked that, he is very glad if you give us some mangoes. So Lord Chaitanya said that, all right, you just bring one seed of mango. So in Bengal, there is seed of mango is available always. Because the people in the village, they eat mango and throw it in the ground. They say they come out as a creeper. So it is not very difficult. So he brought some creeper like that and he sold it. And at once it became a tree. And there was a sufficient quantity of mango fruit. So all the devotees were distributed. And that mango tree remained there. And they were taking mango every day. And that thing is just striking. The next thing is Brahmin dissatisfaction. Now, some of the Brahmins...
Well, how old is Chaitanya now?
He was about...
16?
15, 16, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 15, 16. Yes, you asked me questions, Jenny, about that.
That's his Sankirtan organization, that first scene.
Yes.
That's from his first.
Yes,
his
first. That is his beginning.
At screen of
Nivas. Nivas house. Mm-hmm. Are
the people mainly young people like himself?
Or yes.
Are the older Brahmins?
Only
the three.
Haridas,
yes.
Srinivas, and Advaita. Yeah. They were taking part. Otherwise, all they were young friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Young boys. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No girls.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the system in India. Yes. Now, when this second thing, when the movement was going on and it was becoming popular, now the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached that simply by the Sankirtan movement, everything will be fulfilled. You need not do anything now. So the priest class Brahmins, they become very much satisfied. That he is inviting Mohammedans and all others, because according to Hindu society, except the Brahmins, especially in those days, only the Brahmins are considered the highest in the society. And even the Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, they all calculated to in the group of Shudras. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was allowing everyone, the Mahavidans, the Shudras, the low class, the high class, the Brahmins, he was amalgamating everyone. So these Brahmins, they took objection. They are making a disastrous movement. The prestige of the Brahmins will go. So they became very much dissatisfied and they concluded that we shall go to the magistrate and file our complaint that he is doing against Hindu religion and he is crying always, Hare Krishna, loudly. The Lord is sleeping, he will be disturbed and there will be disaster, Lord being angry. In this way, they filed complaint. Ask anything, question?
Are there any of the characters listed up here among the Brahmins who complain?
No, the complaint is the characters, the ordinary Brahmins.
Yes, all right.
Yes.
No, I can't think of anything there. That leads into the next scene, third
yes.
scene.
Then, the next scene is that some constables came and during the Harishan Krishna, they broke the Mridanga.
Yes.
That you have disobeyed the magistrate order. That, so, you cannot be. So, as the constable, they do some. I'm going to show this part. Violence or assault.
Yeah.
So they did this.
Well,
after the constables went away, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was informed. He came. He saw that the Mridangas had broken and everything is thrown. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw. He decided, all right, now it shall. Organize a civil disobedience movement. Now, tomorrow we shall organize thousands and thousands of people in Mridangas and we shall approach the magistrate house. So, next thing, what is that next thing?
The constables broke up a Sankirtan carried on by Chaitanya's friend.
Yes.
Any location here in particular?
Yes, it is called the Tiwas House.
At a house.
Oh, yes.
At someone's home.
Because in India, the village houses, they have got some compound. Not that only fixed house. Every house has got a compound.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Now, there's fourth scene. This is the meeting with the magistrate.
Yes. Fourth scene, that
they march to the magistrate.
Magistrate house. And in the courtyard, all the people, they were very much enthusiastic.
Several thousand.
And they are loudly chanting and meeting lots. And so, and when the chanting was going on, the Chandkaji appeared. And there was discussion between, Chandkaji was also a very good scholar, and like Chaitanya was also a scholar. So Chandkaji, just to pacify them, he addressed Chaitanya, "My dear boy, you happen to be my nephew, you are my sister's son, why you are so angry upon your maternal uncle?" The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got the clue that he was prepared to make compromise, so he also mildly replied, "Yes, you are my uncle, I know. So, because you are my uncle, therefore I have come to your house. How is that? When a nephew comes that you do not receive him in angry mood, you go upstairs." So in this way, the situation was pacified. Then they sat together and there was very learned discussion between the two. Because Hindus are always against cow killing. So, he was Mohammedan. They were killing cows.
Chandkaji. Mohammedan.
Yes, Mohammedan. Yes. Chandkaji, Maulana Chandkaji.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Maulana Chandkaji. He was a great scholar in the Quran scripture. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first of all, asked the Chandkaji, "My dear uncle, what is your religion that you are eating your mother and father? So he would understand that you are attacking the cow killing process. So he said, well, you are just trying to criticize our cow killing, but in your Vedic literature also I have seen that cow killing is allowed in sacrifice. Then Lord Chaitanya said, yes, that is not killing. That is rejuvenating. That is not killing. The sacrifice of cow recommended in the Vedic Shastra means that the Brahmins proved how powerful was Vedic mantra, that it could give a new life to the old cows and bulls. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that such kind of learned Brahmins and Vedic Yoga is not possible in this age. Therefore, cow killing and not cow killing, sacrifice by offering cows, sacrifice by offering horse and asamedham, gavalambham, and sannyasam palapaitritam. Sannyasam means to become in a renowned sort of life, and it's five things. One thing is sacrifice by offering cow. Second, sacrifice by offering horse. Third, to accept renounced order of life. And fourth, offering evolutions, or what is called? Offering something to the forefathers? What is called?
Oblations.
Oblations, yes. So these, and to beget child by the husband's younger brother. Formerly, the society allowed that if a woman is young, she has no child, but husband dies. So if the husband has younger brother, through the younger brother she could have a child. And this system was current. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that these five things are forbidden in this age. So Chantari also replied that cow killing is also not generally recommended in the Quran. Actually, beef eating or flesh eating is not in the higher stage. But those who are inclined to take flesh, for them, it is recommended that instead of killing many small animals, one big animal should be killed. Actually, in Makkah, Medina, they kill camel. That is also in the mosque. So, in the substance of his speech was that the flesh eating ultimately is not recommended. When those who have no other means, they eat flesh, so they recommend that one big animal should be killed. So, in India, a cow is a big animal, therefore we kill. But that is not recommended for advanced spiritual students in this way. So they were friends, and he understood, Chantaji understood that it is a very nice movement that you are preaching, love of Godhead. So I did not understand, so I get bored. Henceforward there will be no hindrances in your movement, and I promise that not only myself, but all my descendants could never object to your movement, this Sankirtan movement.
All right. Now, I don't have any questions there.
Yes.
I probably wouldn't deal quite at such length about the meat. Right. I don't see how that... The main thing was about the Sankirtan, the chanting.
Chanting, and it was mitigated. And he allowed.
Yeah.
First of all, there was objection. Then there was civil disobedience. Then when they compromised, the Chantari allowed the movement. This is the whole idea.
The fifth scene, his renunciation of household life.
Yes.
This is at age, this is considerably later then. This is about 10 years later.
No, renunciation. Now, this Chantari, He was this moment when he was about 20 years old.
The Sam Kirtan.
Yes. Yeah.
When he was around 20.
Yes.
That's Kazi.
Sankirtan was going on.
Was going on when he was 16, 15.
Yes. I practically started the Sankirtan movement vigorously from the age of 15 years. But when he was 20 years old, when the movement took very nice appearance at the Brahmins' complex. So this movement was about 20 years old. Right?
Mm.
Then renunciation.
He's 24 now.
Yes.
Renunciation.
So one day it so happened that instead of chanting Hare Krishna, Lord Chaitanya was chanting Gopi, 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 instead of chanting Krishna, Krishna. So he had a small school. The Brahmins, generally, they keep a small school. It is called Chatuspati. C-C-H-A-T-U-S-P-A-T-H-I, Chatuspati. Chatuspati means that the school where up to four Vedas are taught, grammar and religions and everything is taught there. So there, in every village, that was system. The Brahmins should keep up a school like that. The students were all almost there, from the same age. Some of them were 15 years old, 16 years old. So the students came and saw Lord Chaitanya was chanting Gopi, Gopi. So they objected. They said, why you are chanting Gopi, Gopi? Why did you not chant Krishna, Hare Krishna? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in his ecstasy because he was, in the beginning, his appearance is in the form of Gopi, to love Krishna. So he became very much angry, and because they are students, he wanted to chastise them. He took a stick and, "You nonsense, why are you speaking? Go away." So they fled away, but after that they organized. So, how is that? Chaitanya, how he has become so big that they want to beat us in this way? The practically, they are talking ill of him. So he decided that if I remain a householder, these people will not honor me. Because in those days, a sannyasi was honored in the society very much. If a sannyasi comes to a village or to a householder, it is going on. Although not so widely, but it's still 80% of the population in India. If they find out a sannyasi, they give all honor. So he decided that now I shall become a sannyasi. So he happened to see Kesav Bharati, a sannyasi on the Sankal Sampradaya, and he requested him that you give me sannyas. So he took sannyas from Kesav Bharati, and he was assisted by Nityananda, Murari, Gupta, and some other people. So this is his renunciation, decision, and acceptance of sannyas.
How does he accept sannyasi?
Just like we have got the initiation ceremony.
Did he have a spiritual master?
He accepts a spiritual, not spiritual master, but a sannyas guru. That is also master, but he is not spiritual master. But he is also considered a sannyas guru, spiritual master who offers him sannyas. Myself, I took initiation from my Guru Maharaj, but I took sannyas from a god brother who is a sannyas. So my original guru is a spiritual master who initiated me, but he is also a Sikha guru, like the teacher. Then his renunciation of householder, he became sannyas. Now, when he was, after taking sannyas, when he was going towards Vrindavan, he became always almost mad. So, Nityananda, he was with him. When he saw that Lord Chaitanya is in ecstasy. He misled him. Just to, his plan was that I shall take Lord Chaitanya to the house of Advaita and then I shall call his mother to see him for the last time. If Chaitanya goes away from this very point, his mother will not be able to see him. So out of sympathy, he said, Chaitanya, this side is not Vrindavan, you go. So just misdirected him. So, and he sent one man to Advaita to receive him, that he has taken sannyasi, just like make arrangement to receive him, then we shall meet. So, when he came near the house of Advaita, he saw that Advaita was waiting. So then he came to his sense, oh, and he said, I come to Advaita's house. How is that, Nityananda? You showed me this way, Vrindavan. Then he said, oh, wherever you stay, that is Vrindavan. The Advaita says, all right, please, come to my house. So he received him and took him there and sent news to his mother that your son has now taken sannyas. Now if you want to see him for the last time, please come and see. In this way, at Advaita's house, he remained for some time, say about a fortnight. And during that time, in the beginning, his mother came. And his mother became so much sorry. That scene you have to describe very nicely. Mother seeing that his son has taken sannyas. No more he'll come to house. So he was crying. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell on his feet and begged, my dear mother, this body belongs to you. This body should have been engaged for your service. Unfortunately, I have done a mistake. I have already taken sannyas. Please excuse me in this way. That scene described in Dilip Kumar's house, that is Chaitanya is consulting mother. That is a false scene. The actual scene is that after accepting his sannyas, his mother came to see him at Advaita's house.
Yeah.
That is it.
Does she give him her blessing finally?
No. Of course, mother's blessings are always there. The scene was that the mother was crying and he was falling on the feet, and his mother was very sorry that he had very beautiful hair, now it is all cut off. This way, the scene is very pathetic. So, in this way, after remaining at Advaita's house, his mother was asking him, through Advaita, then let him remain for some time. Then he consulted, mother, think over that I have taken sannyas, and if I remain in this way, leaving my own family, and if I leave another family, do you think this is very nice for a sannyasi? So give me permission to go away. Then his mother agreed, and other friends like Advaita and Srivas requested his mother that he would give him permission. Then he said, yes, I have to give him permission because he has already accepted sannyas. If somebody blames him, blasphemy, that is also not good. So my last request is that he may make his headquarters at Jagannath Puri. So that, because people generally go to Jagannath Puri, so I shall be able at least to know about him, how he is faring there. That is my last request. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once accepted, my dear mother, I shall always be in Jagannath Puri, and sometimes I may come to Bengal also to take bath in the Ganges. So there will be a meeting. Now let me go. So in this way, they departed, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the last time, saw his friends and mother.
I don't understand. Nityananda's motive. He's a friend, Nityananda. He's a young friend of
Nityananda.
Nityananda
was not actually a family brother, but he was he the incarnation of Baladeva, the eldest brother of Krishna. So he took his birth in a different family, but he joined Chaitanya's movement as other friends joined. So he is considered the elder brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He opposed Chaitanya's sannyas.
He simply, after Chaitanya's acceptance of sannyas, he wanted simply that he should come to Advaita's place so that his mother may see him for the one last time. That was his plan.
Alright, this is third act, first scene.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking leave from his mother, left Bengal towards Orissa, and on the entrance, the district of Balasar, there is a nice temple called Kheerchora Gopinath Temple, and he saw the temple. So here, the scene is arranged that there is nice temple, and within the temple there is Radha Krishna deity, Kheerchora Gopinath. The pujaris are there, Aditi is being taken place, and at that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered with his followers, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and he saw the deity and danced before him. And when the Aditi was finished, prayer was finished, then he sat down, talked with his associates, Nityananda and Gadadha and Murari. So Nityananda Prabhu described about the Kheerchora Gopinath, the story of Kheerchora Gopinath. It was a nice story that formerly one Acharya, Madhavendra Puri, came to the temple Gopinath, and while that condensed milk, which is called khee, was being offered to the deity, and Madhavendra Puri wanted to taste it so that he would also prepare such condensed milk and offer to his Gopal. So after that he thought, oh, it is being offered to Krishna, and I wanted to taste it, so I am so greedy. So he left the temple, that I am not worth to visit this temple. So he went outside the temple and sat down underneath a tree and was chanting Hare Krishna. Then at dead of night, Gopinath, the deity, was awakening his priest by dreams that, please get up, I have kept one pot of condensed milk behind my the king sometimes they have got very long tail like, what is that called?
Rope?
Yes, yes. What is the name?
I don't know.
In a sanskrit it is called feet vastra, backside robe. So under the backside robe he kept one pot of condensed milk by stealing. The pujari woke up and opened the door and actually saw that there was a pot of condensed milk. That they were, priests were very much astonished that, oh, he has stolen ghee for his devotee. So the order was that he take this pot and give to Madhavendra Puri. He is sitting underneath the tree. they would be part of the Congress since they began to cry. Who is that, Madhavendra Puri? Oh, you are so fortunate. The DT has stolen a condensed milk for you, take it. So he came forward and he was so pleased that Lord has stolen, because I desire to taste, so Lord has stolen one pot in this way. From that day, he became famous, the thief of condensed milk, Kheer Chora. Kheer means, condensed means, and Chora means thief. So the temple became famous, that the temple of the thief of condensed milk.
Chaitanya, the condensed milk.
No, you did not hear. Chaitanya, after seeing the deity, you are sitting and you are seeing, and in the meantime, Nityananda Prabhu narrated this story, how his name became Kheer Chora Gopina. You did not follow me?
Nityananda?
Nityananda.
Nityananda
was going with Lord Chaitanya.
Narrated this to Lord Chaitanya.
Yes.
Nityananda narrated this to Lord Chaitanya.
Yes. How the deity was known as Kheer Chora Gopina. The story was narrated that formerly he stole one condensed milk for his devotee.
Now, what is a direct relationship does this have to Lord Chaitanya?
Lord Chaitanya also visited anyone in those days going to the Jagannath Puri from Bengal. They had to pass that way, and on the way the Kheer Chora Gopinath temple is there. So everyone used to visit. So formerly Madhavendra Puri, he also visited, and for him the deity stole the condensed milk. From that time, he is known as Kheer Chora Gopina. That story was narrated to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So while sitting before the deity, the story was narrated, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished it. That God is so kind that sometimes He steals for His devotee. This is the significance on this. So, the scene should be arranged that very nice temple, the deity within, and Lord Chaitanya entered by chanting Hare Krishna and saw the worship, Arastri. These things have to be shown in this way. And a little story about him, that's all.
About the temple?
About the temple. This will finish it. But
there should be more to the scene, I think.
Yes.
Than that.
Arrangement of the scene. Yes. Mm-hmm. Nice temple.
We might be able to. What is this second scene? This is another temple.
This is another temple. Yes. Here also, this temple, Sakshi Gopal.
I might be able to combine these if they.
They are different temples. So Lord Chaitanya is visiting different temples that we have to show. And each temple, the significance of the temple has to be described. Especially the deity. The importance is to the deity. The deity should be shown, nicely decorated.